show. You can take control of the airwaves, but not toll-free. Normally, you can do it toll-free. Not tonight. We're having some phone troubles. We do have the amplifier-only line, however, that is available. And then, of course, there is the email option as well, which is ftl@freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff on our website, freetalklive.com. Be sure you go and take a look, because it's all for free. Hey, coming up tonight, we still have to talk about V for Vendetta. Mm-hmm. Also, an update on the Jose Padilla case. A major decision has resulted there. We'll tell you more about that. And recycling school. Plus, man, what you've got an email we're going to start things out with from a federal agent.
Yes. Well,
the federal agent.
We even call him federal agent, yes. In fact.
Alleged federal agent. I believe he's a federal agent. He sounds like he is.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
And that, as well as Canadians, they're scared. We'll tell you what about all on the way tonight. So, Manwich, do you have your email?
It's entitled, Manwich, You Suck. Love that.
I like it already.
Excellent. Okay. I, like you, am a recovering Republican. But I had to tell you that one thing you said on Saturday's show made me say out loud, you suck. Hopefully nobody in the gym heard me. I think I then questioned your family lineage. But even though, I still like you and the show. Well, thanks. What irritated me? Well, you said it's a volunteer army. They signed up to have their lives thrown away by politicians. They signed up to serve the... And that's where it stops. My quote stops. And,
yeah.
It sounds about right.
They signed up to have the opportunity to have their lives thrown away. It doesn't necessarily... Just because you join the military doesn't guarantee your life will be thrown away.
No, it doesn't.
There's a chance, though.
It does. I mean, you know, if you take certain chances in joining particular jobs, and I've got to say that...
That's right.
One of those chances, and I mean, that's what armies do. Armies are moved, they're pawns of the leaders.
I'll go ahead and put my neck out on here and say that... You're pretty much guaranteed right now. In the current environment, for at least the course of my entire lifetime, there hasn't been a war fought for freedom. Just hasn't happened.
You're guaranteed.
So right now, you're pretty much guaranteed that some politician's going to waste your life.
How about 4 years of your life?
How about depleted uranium?
That's not good.
I mean, it's awful stuff, and everybody's exposed to it.
PTSD.
It's the damn army. All their rounds are made out of... Perhaps.
Probably not.
Right. Something worse is happening on those boats. Can't believe that.
I was listening to another show recently where they were talking about during basic training being given, or just after basic training or something like that, being given saltpeter. They thought that they were being given saltpeter because of lack of arousal, being around co-ed barracks and whatnot, and just weren't getting any sort of arousal or anything like that. So they were under the firm belief that they were being fed, had saltpeter put in their food. That'll sterilize someone.
Mm.
That'll sterilize them. It only doesn't just decrease libido, but it will permanently sterilize them.
And it wouldn't be the first time the military, any military, not just U.S. military, any military, has tested things or given chemicals to its soldiers without any permission, without their knowledge.
They act like they own you. They, for all intents and purposes, do.
Blood to the core!
Any other job you've got, you can leave. I mean, if I'm working at McDonald's and I don't like the way the pimply-faced manager kid is telling me that I've got to clean out the fryer or take out the garbage, I can say, yeah, I'm out of here, man. See ya. And I can walk away.
Can't
but
do
not
that
the army. You sign that piece of paper, and they'll put you in jail. They'll shoot you.
Not only that, they think that they own you after your contract's up. Once your 4 years or your 8 years or however many it is that you signed on for is done, I met up with a friend of mine this weekend who a few months back was facing recall. He was, what is it, there's a program that
stop
you...
Stop loss?
No, it's not stop loss. It's after you've gotten out of the military, there's a certain period of time in there where they still continue to sort of own you, and they can try to call you back if they want to.
Reserves, I
and it's not the reserve, it's sort of like the reserves, the ready reserves or something like that. And apparently what ended up happening was there were so many people who were just refusing to show up when they were being called back after the fact that they just have kind of given up on some of them. Because people don't want to go over to Iraq. These guys had already been in the military, and they've been out for 4 or 5 years. They've been out.
See, this is what people need to know, and this is why you have to hear the harsh truth. I'm sorry, it's harsh truth when I say it's a volunteer army and these kids signed up to have their lives thrown away by politicians. I'm not backing off of it.
So what else does the Fed have to say about it?
He says they signed up to serve their country. Now, I admit the Iraq thing sucks, and I think we should not be there. But soldiers do not sign up to have their lives thrown away. Of course they don't. They don't say, oh, yeah, sure, I want you to kill me. But they're not going to say that in their ads.
No, they sign up
say,
to
be
get
all
the...
you can be, baby.
Yeah, they sign up to get the college
be
paid.
Be a pawn
for...
of some fat, cigar-smoking politician.
They
who doesn't
up,
care a damn thing about you.
They sign up to get their college paid for. Some of them sign up because they get a fat signing bonus. And by the way, it has been pointed out in the past that the ones that are promised college money don't always get it.
You know, it's very hard to get the college funding. You know, they tell you, oh, no problem. Like they're just going to give you the college money. But no, you've got, it's just like getting anything else out of the government. Paperwork upon paperwork upon paperwork. You have to have a damn bookkeeping degree to be able to do all this stuff.
College benefits, they tell you that they'll take care of you if, for example, your leg gets blown off. And many of the soldiers can't even get the money for that.
That's true.
So
they've been cutting benefits to the veterans.
VA
for a long
hospitals
time.
Are getting cut all the time. I mean, if you
and plus if you want good service, don't go to the VA hospital.
You got a limb blown off while serving your country. Casualty of war.
They
want to
kill you
war.
Once you're at the VA hospital because they don't want to have to take care of you later.
You're not exaggerating, by the way. I have talked to veterans who have absolutely told me they believe their doctor at the VA hospital is trying to kill them. Now you could accuse them of being paranoid. However, you're right, man, which they have no incentive whatsoever to keep you alive, because then you're just going to keep coming back to the hospital. If you've got some sort of, you know, traumatic problem, if you've got a physical ailment, why would they want you to come back? It just means they have to work harder. It just means they have to see more patients. If they prescribe you some medication and it bumps you off in the middle of the night, then, hey, one less client.
Especially if you're annoying.
Right. In their business, it's good to kill you.
Yeah. It turns out that many generals do not care as much about their men as they should. It turns out that the president sent the guys out to get inside something we should not have gotten involved in.
Yeah.
But the man in charge did not do so to throw away the lives of the soldiers. You're right. He didn't do it intentionally to kill the soldiers. He just doesn't care what happens to them.
That's right.
They are pawns in his game. And whatever it takes, man, whatever it takes
he
in order to
die.
Do what he wants.
He knew some of them would die. You have to know.
Yeah.
It's war, man.
Of course it's war. Some people are going to die. So what?
They're not my kids.
And are you telling me now that he knows that there's 2,300 men that have died over... People that have died over there for this country... stupidly thrown their lives away for this country.
It didn't do anything.
Are you
for the
telling
country.
Me he doesn't know that more are going to die tomorrow?
Of course he does.
Now he's responsible, federal agent.
He's been responsible.
Today he's responsible.
He was responsible when he said
he was
there.
Responsible at the very end. But you can, one could reasonably say, well, he didn't know he was going to be in there 3 years.
Well,
he knows he's been in there 3 years now. Let's take him out.
You could, yes, you could make the excuse that old Donald Rumsfeld was saying before the invasion, a few months before, he was saying, this won't take any long, 5 weeks. Maximum 5 months. That's what Donald Rumsfeld was saying before we invaded Iraq. Now it's been 3 years.
But they have to get what they want. It doesn't really matter if somebody died. He made a bad mistake. And
what do they want?
Guys are now getting killed. And see, he made the mistake I did too. People are now getting killed. But he made the mistake out of stupidity, not a desire to throw away human lives. Is it semantics? Maybe. But I would prefer you say that the idiots in charge are doing things that will risk the soldiers' lives instead of saying that their lives will be thrown away. And we say every night and regularly on Free Talk Live that it's the politicians, it's the people in charge. We always take the onus and responsibility off of the people. But I'll tell you what, every once in a while the people, and in this case the soldiers, need to wear the onus. You know what? I'm responsible for this war, too. I get that. I pay my taxes. I don't refuse to do it. And the soldiers themselves are responsible for signing up for this crap to have their lives thrown away by politicians.
And they're responsible for following the bad orders when they were given. That wasn't an excuse that worked in Nuremberg, and it shouldn't work now. More Free Talk Live on the way. Jose Padilla update. Canada, they're scared. More coming up. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is unavailable. There is an amplifier-only line, however, that you can get through on if you know the number. And if you're an amplifier, you should know that number. If you want to become an amplifier, go to amp.freetalklive.com. and get more information about that. By the way, it is the beginning of the month, gentlemen, and that means it's voting time. So if you like the fact that we give you this show for free, if you appreciate the fact that, when I say give you the show for free, obviously if you're listening on the radio, you know it's free, but for those of you online, we give away months worth of the archives, we give away everything on our website is on the house. So if you want to voluntarily help us out, go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. And what does it do for us, Manwich?
It allows us to,
dominate the charts, to be number one. Try paying closer attention.
I was looking at something on here. I was looking at our online armory.
It allows us to be the number one show, the number one podcast in the world. And I believe we currently are the number one podcast, thanks to those of you who voted so far this month. But we need 1,000 votes. And to ensure that we get 1,000 votes, I've got a little deal.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we need 1,500
votes. Yeah, 1,500 votes will guarantee that we're going to be the number one show all month long. So if we make 1,500 votes, I will release the very first air check of my very first time on the air by myself in rock radio. Back in the days, I was 17 years old.
Hey!
Introducing Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and...
Got that one coming out! Yeah,
how is it?
Huh?
It's not bad. It's not great either. It's a 17-year-old kid, his first time on the air, so...
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, You can tell how good it is.
I'll release that. It's nothing brilliant, that's for sure. It's just... Anyway, you'll get to hear it if we get to 1,500 votes. And you can go to vote.freetalklive.com. Tell some friends to do it as well, because it makes a big difference for us. And us being number one gets us more listeners, gets us maybe some media coverage as well.
So had your voice changed yet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Ian's voice changed when he was eight. You listen to him, for God's sake.
All right, so...
I just wanted to get a little dig in.
Coming up, still, we got to get to Canada. They're scared, and we'll tell you why. Plus, I'm actually going to start things out with an email here this hour, and we do have to talk about V for Vendetta. That's all coming up tonight. This one came in from a Christian listener. Ian, number one, I am a Christian libertarian. I think all attempts by Christians and anyone else to use government to create virtue in people, like anti-drug laws, laws against prostitution, etc., fail, because virtue is based on what you choose to do or not to do. And laws remove choice. Well, they don't really remove the choice. They just make it really dangerous to make certain choices.
They attempt to remove the choice.
Therefore, I have to agree. Therefore, laws remove the only tool that people have to be virtuous, that is, liberty. After all, refraining from sinning because a gun's pointed at your head can hardly be considered virtuous. Most people do not understand this, and so the war on drugs continues to be supported, and prostitution, among other things, continues to be outlawed. Laws should only govern explicit violations of personal property rights. Number two, I can't say I disagree, necessarily. Number two, the Bible endorses a property rights-based society. Thou shalt not steal presupposes individual property rights. After all, if God doesn't acknowledge property rights, then stealing is irrelevant. In fact, property rights are so important in the Bible that not only are you not supposed to steal, but you're not supposed to even think about stealing. Thou shalt not covet. Of course, because stealing violates property rights, there should be laws against theft, but because coveting does not violate property rights, but is an internal issue, there should be no laws against coveting. In addition, Ecclesiastes says, quote, every man should drink, eat and drink, and enjoy the good of all his labor. It's a gift of God. This further emphasizes personal property rights. Now, number three. Here's the controversial entry, and I'm gonna enjoy your commentary on this one, Johnson. Science versus religion. Put simply, there is no conflict. However, nope. This does not mean that I believe in evolution. My views on evolution and science would probably be so shocking that you would probably choke. I want to keep this email short, so I'll only state one brief argument against scientific knowledge. This is an area of philosophy called epistemology, or the theory of knowledge. How is knowledge obtained? Science claims that knowledge is obtained by observation and testing. But is this claim observable and testable? Is the claim that knowledge is obtained by observation and testing actually observable and testable?
It seems like it is. If you know something, or if you don't know something, you can be tested on that, mm-hmm. and then you can be shown to know something, and then they can test you on it and find out that you now know it.
Yep, pretty much.
There you go.
Can you observe this claim through a microscope or perform an experiment on it in a lab? You can't, which means the claim fails its own requirement of knowledge and is therefore self-refuting.
Actually, according to scientific tests, there are plenty of scientific experiments that occur without microscopes there, guy. You don't need a microscope for science.
He's just saying
it's not biology. Not necessarily, anyway. And, by the way, okay, let's take that to another level. Can we observe that under a microscope? Yes, we can take samples of brain cells that once didn't contain a certain memory and then observe those same brain cells under a microscope and test the fact that was there a configuration that changed? Maybe we take somebody and you put them into an ERI or, you know, a magnetic imaging machine.
Okay.
We find out that their brain patterns have indeed changed configuration and they have developed new memories. As they've learned something. So, maybe new areas of brain fire as memories have been formed. And
it's an interesting question that he asks. It's one I've never heard before, certainly.
I'll tell you that, but it's just not... I mean, yes.
It's silly.
Science doesn't mean chemicals necessarily. I mean, there's different kinds. It's behavioral. Yes, you can test whether people know something. It's observable and testable.
There you go. From Greg. So his question is, can you test, though, the actual process? The observation testing process, is the claim that you can get knowledge from it actually testable? And, Johnson, I think you just gave a good example as to how it could be. All right, so there's that. And then Canada, scared. What's going on, Johnson? Please explain that to me.
Well, these Canadians, they're just wacky.
Well, they've been brainwashed.
No, I don't know. They are very scared of the environment. Well, James Hogan and Associates conducted a survey of 2,500 Canadians and found out that about 9 out of 10... fear that overconsumption of the world's resources threatens the health and welfare of their children, and lack of government leadership is the biggest cause of the problem.
Wow! Really?
More than 8 out of 10 want stricter laws and regulations to support more sustainable economy that protects and manages the country's resources for future generations.
Mm.
More of the survey's findings are 92% of Canadians surveyed agree that Canada should phase in mandatory standards requiring all new buildings and appliances to deliver 50% more energy within 10 years.
Wow.
Now, wouldn't global warming benefit Canada? You'd think they'd want global warming in Canada.
God.
I mean, really, they should be trying to burn up as much energy as they possibly can.
Well, I like the idea that...
Toronto, it's the new Miami.
Well, because actually global warming would result in an ice age that would cover Canada in a glacier.
Because global warming is both warm and cold?
No, what happens with global warming is that the polar ice caps will melt,
yes,
dumping water into the Gulf Stream,
uh-huh,
which will then change the way the oceans are warm.
Mm-hmm.
More ocean will then cover land, and the way oceans hold heat... then there would be an ice age. The oceans would hold all the heat. They
or so
heat.
Somebody claimed.
Right. No, that's the way it works. I mean, we've studied that from history.
Okay, well...
that's how the first ice age came around.
Anyway, we don't know if global warming is really true or not. That's my point.
Well, global warming is absolutely true. We just don't know whether or not human beings are causing it.
Right, we don't know if it's going to stop next year either. It could all of a sudden go to global cooling. Hey, I want to explore this a little bit more, how they want to mandate more energy efficiency. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, this is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves just by dialing in. Well, it's not toll-free tonight. In fact, we can't even get out a number. But we're on the radio, and we are live.
Did you just slip again?
No, I didn't slip.
Oh, okay.
I said, well, we're not live. But we are live. We're not toll-free, so you can't... stop confusing me. You can get interactive with us. You can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but it can happen. In fact, we've got an email about immigration that we're going to get to here in a little bit. But right now, we're exploring Canada and how Canadians are scared. They're scared about the environment. They're scared about their future. They're scared. They want more efficiency. What was the statistic, Johnson, we left off with? 92%?
92%. Well, if 9 out of 10 think that there need to be... there's lack of government leadership. 8 out of 10 want stricter laws and regulations to support a more sustainable economy. 92% think that all new buildings and appliances need to deliver 50% more energy efficiency within 10 years, and they want that to be implemented by mandatory standards.
Now, let me say this. I think energy efficiency is a good thing. To have a building, especially when you live up north or down, you know, or down south, if you've got an energy efficient building, you're saving more on your heating costs. For instance, there's a neat little dome structure, geodesic domes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen these before?
I know you've talked about them.
They are fascinating. They're very energy efficient, and they're pretty cool looking, as a matter of fact.
Well, but 82% of Canadians agree that they should introduce laws to promote denser, walkable cities that would make public transit more practical and reduce traffic congestion. So I think those little geodesic domes would certainly help with that. Let's just cram everyone in like sardines.
Well, I think it's silly to suggest that you can all of a sudden get more energy efficiency, 50% more, as a matter of fact, just by passing a law about it.
Okay.
Let's write a law and just mandate that companies give people apparently what they want. I mean, if 92% of Canadians are demanding energy efficiency, they'll get it from the marketplace. The market will provide these.
That's why people believe that laws can do that. That's why people believe that laws are magical. Because the laws come around when demand is high. Laws come around when the demand's already there. The law does nothing. Nothing at all. The reason why things come into effect after somebody has signed something in the law is because the demand was already there in the first place. If the demand was there and then it was signed into law and then suddenly somehow something happened to magically make the demand disappear overnight, then guess what? That law would exist... and the demand wouldn't, and whatever needed to happen wouldn't get done,
however,
making someone criminal.
Yeah, well, in this case, what's going to happen when they pass this if they pass this law that says 50% more energy efficiency demanded by the year 2016, and then 2016 rolls around, and the construction companies have only managed to squeeze another 25% energy efficiency into their structures. Is that going to halt all new construction as a result of that? Okay, no more houses. Canada's done growing. The companies couldn't get it together, and so you're all going to have to move down south.
Well, people do know that it's possible to have a more energy efficiency.
Yeah, it's always
people
possible.
Are not willing. They know that it's possible. We could have the kind of energy efficiency they want today. But people aren't willing to pay for it. So what they want to do is they want to legislate that some other dude has to pay for it.
Yeah.
Because they're making it mandatory now, so they want the next guy to have to pay for it or whatever, or it to be spread out. They're not willing to pay for what they want. They're just a bunch of greedy people that have figured out that you can use democracy to steal.
Okay.
It doesn't take people long to figure that out.
There's a little bit of a bright side to this. Not much of a bright side. It's
okay.
Actually kind of a downside, and it's kind of like a double-edged sword at the same time.
All
here.
Right, sure.
Well, you know, I called them kind of dummies before. Well, the survey was conducted in all Canadian provinces except Quebec between February 14th and the 21st of 2006.
Tuck-tuck?
And Quebec is one of the most eco-sensitive provinces in the country, so the results there might have been even higher. However, Hogan and companies and organizations need to do a better job of explaining the term sustainability. The survey found that 53% of respondents were not familiar with the term sustainability, and 70% of respondents could not define the term. So most Canadians,
I don't know if I can define it.
So, you might have a little trouble getting it out of me, too.
So most Canadians don't know what sustainability means. The term means different things to different people. The result is that most companies and organizations are talking to themselves in a small group of insiders when they use the term. The term sustainability generally refers to a kind of a closed system of where the value of waste versus product it's sustainable. In other words, you're not generating more waste than product that you're bringing in.
Huh. Okay.
It goes on to say, you can't influence an audience until you understand where they are in an issue, said Hogan. This research goes a long way to identifying Canadians' values on sustainability and addressing barriers and how to overcome them. This is important because as public opinion goes, so goes sustainability. This interesting. We at Tree Hugger, this is where I got the article from, have been trying to explain the basics of what sustainability is. The research found that once the term sustainability was defined, over 80% of Canadians ranked sustainability as high or top national priority.
I'm kind of unsure on this sustainability. It sounds
look
like a buzzword.
Look it up.
Oh, it is buzzword.
Look it up. Wiki it right now. Wiki.
It sounds like one of those buzzwords for the
environmental
socialist movement.
You've got a Google search bar. Just hit define colon
sustainability. I'm just as pink as I am green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just watched the Penn and Teller BS episode on the environment again last night, which is just fantastic from the first season. I highly recommend it. It comes to an issue. In this show, they showed a petition to people at an environmental rally. And the petition said, we want to ban dihydrogen monoxide. And the person who is holding the petition.
Who out there right now, actually, I'd like to talk a little bit about dihydrogen monoxide. To our audience,
right? It's there when you take a shower. It's everywhere.
It's you know, it gets in your skin.
Right.
It's
in a lot of the food products that you buy. A lot of the drinks that you buy.
Yep. In fact, I would say all of
every single bottled beverage has dihydrogen monoxide in it.
Yep.
And so this is kind of this is where they were approaching people from. And as it turns out, dihydrogen monoxide is
water.
Water. H2O.
Now, I mean, how many people out there were starting to get the jitters when they were hearing that? Like, oh yeah. What is this?
I think
what
they delivered a little better there, but they did a fine
they
job
did.
On the show.
They said it was something, I wanted to say that they said that it was dangerous, but I don't remember what they said. They said something like it can often contains dangerous levels of toxins.
What they did is they had a petition. They said, well, here's a petition against dihydrogen monoxide.
Right.
And, of course, if you have a petition, it must be a bad thing.
Right.
And if you're at a peace rally, of course,
sounds bad.
It's
like
a good place to get petitions.
Oh, they said it was a chemical that was everywhere.
Right.
They said it was a chemical, and it is.
Yes.
So my point about bringing that up was,
I think they said companies were dumping it.
Yeah, it just shows how gullible people are. I mean, all you have to do is just paint these pretty scary pictures for people, and they'll climb right on board whatever sustainability bandwagon that you're toting around with you, regardless of whether or not what you're actually talking about is government regulation, government controls that will do nothing more than raise costs for people, raise the costs of products, and make it harder for people to sustain life.
This company has been dumping dihydrogen monoxide into the oceans at a rate of thousands of gallons per day and pumping it into the atmosphere.
It would be tough to pump it in the atmosphere.
Sure would.
You could boil it.
Water vapor.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we got more on the way here. Your comments on the environment. You can dial in the AMP-only line. In fact, we got somebody on that right now. Also, coming up, B for Vendetta and more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you know the amplifier-only call-in number. Why is that the only option tonight? Well, our network's having phone troubles. They just moved studios. Things aren't quite working perfectly yet, but I'm sure they will be soon, and our toll-free line will return at that point. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of neat stuff, including the bulletin board system with over 90,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people are interacting there, and it's all for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Johnson, you asked that I go and look up the word sustainability in the Wikipedia, and here it is. Sustainability is a systemic concept relating to the continuity of economic, social, institutional, and environmental aspects of human society. It's already getting pretty obtuse. It's intended to mean to be a means of configuring civilization and human activity so that society, its members, and its economies are able to meet their needs and express their greatest potential in the present. So it's already sounding socialist to configure civilization. And on the right-hand side, it says it's part of the Green Politics series. So obviously a socialist idea. Sustainability sounds right up in line
with urban sprawl. I don't agree with that assessment of your evaluation of sustainability at all. Not in any way do I agree with that statement that you just made.
These are people, the people that are writing this
stuff. What is so wrong with a business that doesn't want to pollute the environment? How is that socialist?
There's nothing wrong with that. What's socialist is configuring civilization. That's the part where they're talking about making...
What if you're talking about configuring the civilization of a particular and individual group?
That's not how these people approach it. They're talking
about
a central plan.
That's not how the people approach it. That's not what the definition on Wikipedia is. And maybe that particular definition of that word, because you're looking at Wikipedia and not Google and not a dictionary. Maybe that is just the effect of somebody who edited that Wikipedia entry incorrectly.
A business can invest in sustainability and see some benefits, whether they they're short-term or long-term. An individual can try it. But it's when they start doing the whole legislating thing. And that's all the Greek.
But that's not what
Pinko Greenos want.
Right.
They want.
But that's not what sustainability is about.
You how to do it. Oh, yeah, it is.
No,
that's what's behind it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Look.
You're talking like, you're saying like, okay, for example, that then recycling is socialist. Because where you're coming from, then science is socialist.
Recycling is socialist.
I mean, you could say anything is socialist.
And recycling is not based on science.
You're saying that you can't recycle something in your own household and have it be... You can't recycle something yourself?
Well, sure.
If I, for example, decided to urinate into a glass jar and then evaporate it and re-drink the water, that's recycling. I just did it. No one else was involved.
Well, simpler
idea. The concept of recycling
Calm
is
down
not,
now.
The concept of recycling
if
itself
out of
is
10
not socialist.
Greenies are pinkies, I don't need to get anything involved in it. If 9 out of 10 apples I bite into... Kill people?
Okay,
I don't want one.
But
thanks,
what I'm saying is
poison.
I'm keeping you honest instead of just spouting off irrational statements as though they're logical, and it's not. You can't say that sustainability, the word itself, is a socialist terminology.
No, okay,
it's
fine.
Just one that's typically used by a group of socialists.
That's what we're saying here. When it's being used in the terms of this poll that you were reading from Canada, when it's being used in the terms of people talking about national issues, they're talking about putting down a socialist agenda of control of people's property and people's businesses.
That's what I'm saying. I don't agree with what you are saying. I will agree with you.
You don't agree that the people that are touting this idea
No, because
are
what you're saying
to regulate?
No, absolutely not. I don't believe that all people who tout sustainability believe that at all.
I believe
that there are ample people who tout sustainability by voluntary methods, and I'm sure that there are plenty of green libertarians who absolutely believe in sustainability without governmental control.
Everyone wants to sustain their own business and sustain their property, so
you're just showing that you don't understand what the term sustainability means. Maybe you need to look it up in the dictionary, not Wikipedia.
You're the one who sent me to Wikipedia.
I did.
It's supposed to be accurate.
Well, no, normally it is. Obviously, in this case, it's been so deeply influenced by
Well, you seem to know it so well. Since you can identify this as being incorrect, since you know it so well, maybe you could explain it to us once again. Because we don't get it.
Once again, it's a system where a company, for example, if your company is outputting a certain amount of waste, waste product, they instead find alternative means of not outputting waste in a way that is damaging to the environment, but find a way that where their own input, in other words, they make cost, certain adjustments into their money, you know, their money income structures and whatnot, so that they can handle the cleaning up of the waste.
Uh-huh.
They make a business where they're not making a footprint on the environment. In other words, certain there is now...
Right, okay, fine. I think that's fine, as long as it's something they're doing on a voluntary basis.
Right, and what I'm saying is that what you made the claim is that the definition of the word sustainability is socialist in and of itself.
The definition in Wikipedia is...
I agree with that statement.
Okay,
I absolutely agree with that statement. But I can't say that we can blanket the word sustainability as being a socialist concept. It's not.
Well, you don't have to... Okay, A, you're not going to have to get out there and promote sustainability in public, period, if everybody has private property back. Because if you're running your business on private property and you're polluting your own private property, you're going to have an interest in sustaining rid of that pollution. So if we were to just promote private property, then sustainability would take care of itself. So the people who are out there promoting sustainability, we need sustainability, means we need laws and regulations to tell you how to run your business. That's how it's being used in the public viewpoint, Johnson, regardless of how it's really defined, and regardless of, you know, just like how anarchist is totally bastardized and destroyed in public use, so is the word sustainability, apparently. Let's go to the phones. In fact, let's talk to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, actually, wait a minute. Manuel, you're going to have to go on hold again. Oh, so sorry. Actually, you wanted to talk about what, Manuel?
Sustainability and
perfect.
All right, so we're going to talk to Manuel in moments. And this is your show. You can take control, like Manuel is, if you have the amplifier-only line. Also, you can email us, FTL@freetalklive.com. We're crippled a bit because we don't have toll-free lines.
More coming up. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you know the amplifier-only call-in line. We are limited to that tonight. Still to come, V for Vendetta. We'll discuss that.
V for Vindication.
We all saw that last night. And more. By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where we have the listener map, now with over 1,000 people on the listener map, map.freetalklive.com is a place to go to get yourself on that. All right, so we finally went to dictionary.com and got the real definition of sustainable, which makes sense. It's the one that I kind of thought would be the definition instead of this socialist one.
Yeah, Wikipedia is a little bit off base. I think we need a Wikipedia moderator to take care of that.
Sustainable is defined as... of, relating to, or being a method of harvesting or using a resource so that the resource is not depleted or permanently damaged. Of, or relating to, a lifestyle involving the use of sustainable methods. Now, when you apply that to business, it's there automatically. A business in search of a profit that wants to last longer than 2 years is going to develop sustainable methods.
Absolutely.
On its own. So sustainability happens naturally.
It's more of an economic concept rather than a political one. I mean, I
agree with that.
And not in the use, not in its usage today.
No, not in Wikipedia.
You're right.
And not in some people's
not,
usage.
No, that's not
no.
fair.
In
that's
business terms,
fair.
When businesses
no,
are technically
even business
using,
terms. Well, look, I read business newsletters and stuff
I
like this every
Discovery
day.
Channel. I've been watching people talk about this.
What's that got to do with business?
For years.
What's it got to do with
business?
Because
you're sustainability also also refers to sustainable profits. Read the definition.
I don't want to. I want to actually go to the phones, and we can keep going with this after this. Let's go to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mailich.
I would like to sign the petition on the hydrogen monoxide because I'm addicted to it. Without it, I could not live.
Yeah, I'm hooked on it myself.
That's right. They said it was addictive.
Yeah, I know. And regarding the sustainability, I had actually read part of the... this actually is sort of a worldwide movement. The UN passed a resolution on it, and several countries have signed on to it, including... I don't know if the U.S. did or not, but several cities and counties have signed on to it. And really, of course... technically, the definition of it doesn't imply any politics, but in today's world, it does. And if you've seen some of the UN documents on it, and it's just mind control and population control. They want to put humans in very small areas and reduce the population by 50%.
Wow.
And leave everything else unoccupied. It's really
so
bad.
They're not just talking about regulating business. They're actually talking about regulating the amount of humans per square foot of
Absolutely.
Earth.
They want to keep the population down to a manageable level.
They want to put humans in different areas. And let the forests grow and things like that. It's just it would imply a massive repopulation.
Human
socialism. That's what it is.
This new world order. They want to maintain control.
That's not what he's saying.
Are you saying that? Because this certainly sounds like it to me.
Doesn't sound like it to me.
That's what these planners want.
Who are the planners? Who are you talking about that wants to eliminate population?
No, he didn't say eliminate. You didn't say eliminate population, did you, Manuel?
You said cut down population by 50%, which is what all the New World Order conspiracies...
He's saying move them somewhere else.
No, he said cut down.
What the goal is to put humans in areas where they claim that nature would be less threatened.
Did you or did you not say cut down on population by 50%?
Possibly limit a human population. The Meat Institute one of the seminars had people on this, and they actually brought the...
do you believe in the New World Order?
On it. It was hundreds of pages, and I looked through some of it.
The Mises Institute, you say?
Yeah, I went there a few weeks ago.
There you go. Thanks for the call,
Manuel. I actually got my hands on those documents. It's scary.
Thanks, man. All right, hour number three is on the way. You don't believe that there are central planners out there that believe they know best how to actually configure
population? I don't believe that there's anybody out there going to try and cut down the global population by 50%.
Do they want to get rid of the gasoline? We'll talk more about it coming up. Hour three, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you